pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Hey, Kansas State steps into the Devaney Center tonight.
Nebraska wins the game tonight outright. Nebraska wins.
Oh, Douglas, I like your optimism. Not going to happen. Michael Beasley with a beatdown tonight. Huskers reeling and don't think they can get it going. Don't think they have
anything
going.
Nebraska wins outright tonight. Go ahead. Go ahead. Apologize.
You throw enough crap at the wall, one of the
turns
is bound to stick. Yes, you did.
I am smart. You are dumb. I am good looking. You are ugly.
You nailed it last night. Absolutely nailed it. Nebraska controlling the game.
I don't think that, well, they trailed briefly. Did they trail briefly at the very beginning? I think K-State took the lead. Nebraska went on like a 7-0 run and then never trailed again. Nebraska 71, Kansas State 64. What does it mean? It means that if somehow, some way, Kansas State struggles a little bit down the stretch and gets on the bubble, they'll show Nebraska as a bad loss on their resume. That's all it means. That is absolutely all last night's game means. It does boost a little morale for now, but now the Huskers will go down to Texas A&M on Saturday, and they'll lose a basketball game, something like 58-45. It has all the makings. I mean, this could be one of those in the 40s. You know, it could be 49-40 on Saturday. Nebraska and A&M coming up on Saturday. Bottom line is, Nebraska didn't just run down the floor and shoot threes all night long. Gee, Steve Harley, I wonder why you had a career-high 20 last night. Because you weren't shooting 20-footers. You were in there back-cutting, hitting some layups. Obviously, everybody has to work together to get that done. But maybe this team, for a night at least, is starting to figure things out. They were starting to figure things out the last two games, but then in the second half when the pressure was on, the pressure got to them. They started casting up those threes. They quit getting the ball to Maric. And they lose the basketball games.
Well, Doug, and they made some free throws down the stretch as well, which certainly didn't hurt matters. There were two times in the second half last night. One was directly with 8 minutes and 3 seconds left. Nebraska's up by 6. Ryan Anderson gets a great look at a 3 to make it a 9-point game and really kind of put the hands around the Wildcats' neck. You need a big shot like that. He had two really good looks at three-point baskets last night in critical junctures of the game to really kind of give Nebraska a big edge. Missed both of them. And I was so disappointed, basically, in Ryan Anderson's play until he stole the ball from Michael Beasley right under the basket, just got inside of him and just ripped it out of his hands. Probably could have been a foul call in many circles, but not in the Devaney Center last night.
Beasley's pregame predictions may come to an end. Did you see that?
50. I may go for 50.
I'm not kidding. I might go for 50. Did you see this coming at all?
No, not really. I did with the effort.
Obviously.
Hey, Kansas State steps into the Devaney Center tonight.
Nebraska wins the game tonight outright. Oh, Nebraska so wins.
Oh, Douglas, I like your optimism.
They were a 3-point favorite.
Michael Beasley with a beatdown tonight.
What an upset.
Huskers reeling and
beatdown.
Don't think they can get it going.
Beatdown is not 3 points.
Don't think they have anything going.
Nebraska wins outright tonight.
It was they were 3-point underdog.
You're lucky I don't bring that stuff out more often.
Because you can't. You bring it out every time, believe me.
Constant. It is so constant. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk a little baseball. The season gets underway this weekend. DJ Belfonte, Husker outfielder, is expected to join us, one of 6 returning starters off last year's team, sophomore out of Kansas City. And we're also going to be joined by the First, well, the number one man in the rotation for Stanford. The Huskers are at Stanford this weekend, and junior lefty Jeremy Bleich is going to start the opener. He is going to join us on the program later on in the hour to talk about his season, Stanford. And hey, let's not forget, Stanford did not have a good season last year. This was a 500 ball club last year. They did not have a good season. Many people forget that. They are not preseason rated this year, and so Nebraska needs to go into this series this weekend, even though they're young, and they have to just wipe Stanford off the board. This is a baseball team we're playing, because this is not Stanford of 10 years ago. Mark Marquez has been there 30 years. We're starting to see a couple of the coaches that have been there a long, long time have a little lull in their 50-10 seasons, and Stanford is going to have a lot of good kids back this year, and they're hoping to a rebound like Nebraska. And let's face it, they've got a better chance of rebounding than Nebraska does. But Nebraska cannot go into this going, ooh, it's Stanford.
Doug, and talking to their media relations guy, he claimed that there were four teams in the top nine teams in the country came from the Pac-10. Now, in the poll that you pulled out, Arizona State ranked number one. Number five is Arizona. Number 11 is Oregon State. There's several baseball polls out there. Nonetheless, the Pac-10 is one of those conferences. Obviously, the defending national champion in Oregon State the last 2 years, back-to-back national titles for Mr. Casey and his squad. So there is some great, great talent over there, and everybody wants to argue, you know, here in the Midwest, we think the Big 12 is the mightiest of baseball conferences. Well, if you're Stanford, you think the Pac-10 is. And if you're in the Southeast, the Southeastern Conference certainly lives up to the billing week in, week out. But nonetheless, 9-15 this team was a year ago in Pac-10 play. So got some work to do. They've got a lot of kids on the squad. And it'd be great to catch up with Jeremy Bleich to see how he thinks this season's going to go.
And later on in the program, we are also expecting to be joined by an old friend of the show, Coach Billy C.,
the run game coordinator for the New York Jets.
That's right. I'm not sure if he's in New York today or...
Combine?
He could be at the Combine. I think, you know, you got to be looking at some folks there. And interesting, I thought we could save this for a trivia question someday, and maybe we will. But I'm going to throw it out to you here because I was going to ask you this beforehand. One of these days we're just going to start, you know, just meaningless, off-the-wall trivia for some kind of a prize sometime. But just because everybody always in the moment gets so fired up about things, and Husker football is just around the corner because, you know, Bo Pelini and Tom Osborne were at the basketball game last night. So, Bo and family, by the way. Tom looked like he needed some sleep. He looked like he might need some rest. But anywho, can you right now name me the four running backs that were co-number one at the beginning of the 2006 season? All four. Can you name all four?
Kenny Wilson, Marlon Lucky, Cody Glenn.
Oh, Corey Ross, buddy.
No.
No? He was already gone?
And the guy that ended up number one?
Oh, he was gone.
The guy that ended up number one?
I'm stuck.
Brandon
here.
Jackson?
Oh.
Playing in the NFL? See?
Really?
See?
The meaningless trivia is coming through.
See, there you go. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. You can email us anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to hear from you. Check out our Prairie Hills Poll in One question. What sporting event did you enjoy most this past weekend? Daytona 500 still has a little lead. Got a few votes for Storm Hockey. I believe State Wrestling was setting in second. Go ahead and vote on our Prairie Hills Poll in One question at ESPNSuperstation.com. And don't forget, you can listen to the show anytime, either live or on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and Loft at ESPNSuperstation.com. Riveting stuff yesterday at the World Accenture Match Play Golf Championships, where Tiger Woods just about bailed out in the opening round, which all the TV people will be going, no!
That's exactly right. They're set up for a long, long stay from him, begging for him to stay around to watch that.
So Tiger gets the win. As usual, there are plenty of upsets in that opening round. But, boy, Ernie Els is bad. He has
six
lost it.
And five.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. He done. Gone. See ya. He's about ready to fall into the David Duval category of what happened. What happened to Earn? Has he lost? I think he's lost the fire. Kind of, you know, when Greg Norman decided it was over in a hurry. And, boy, Ernie Els didn't look like he wanted to be anywhere on the planet playing golf.
No, and you know what? If you looked at the bracket, you thought if you're certainly going to watch this, you expect that second round matchup of, look, Ern's going to play Retief Goosen. You know, this is going to be a great matchup. No, both of them out.
Well, we were a little concerned about Goosen, but it wasn't like he was playing one of the best players of all time either. But Romero moves on, and so this always happens. Ones and twos go down right off the bat. And yesterday, Jim Furyk goes down to Colin Montgomery, which is, you know, not totally unexpected. As we said yesterday, those 215s, those seedings just really don't mean probably the least influential or mean the least of anything that's ever been seeded ever is in the World Golf Championships. But my buddy Nick O'Hearn, he's still there. But Daddy did a little bit better in the first round yesterday than I did. But, you know, I thought I did pretty well and still missed 13 out of the 32.
Yeah, you know, I missed 10. You missed 13 right now. But we've got both of us have some complications down the road. You've got Darty going a long way who lost to Nick Donald. I, of course, have Allenby going a long, long way, and he's out to Stenson early on, so one of those deals where the bracket's kind of a mess already. But
you 10
and
pick
13.
Somebody.
Actually, that's pretty decent from both, you know.
Not bad. That's above 50%, right? I'm going to take Nick O'Hearn, too. He's my dog right now that I got to hang on to now that Doherty's out of the competition. Hey, coming up, UNK basketball tonight. They'll be hosting Regis at the Health and Sports Center. Hastings College last night. The women pick up the win. The men lose at the buzzer. Ravenna graduate, sophomore at Doan, Tyler Saborn, sneaks down the lane, gets a wide-open layup with 4 seconds on an out-of-bounds play, scores at the horn. 63-61 is the final score there. And then Nebraska's women, and by the way, Nebraska Wesleyan, season finale at home Saturday for Hastings. UNK home tonight, Regis, and then their season finale for the regular season will be at home on Saturday against Colorado Springs. The women are going to get a first-round home game. The men look like if they take care of business this weekend, they would, too, get a first-round home game in the conference tournament. UNK women up one spot to number 6 in the North Central Regional Rankings, and that is big.
And monstrous.
Because, you know, at any point it looked like a loss would knock him out of the top 8. Well, right now UNK is 6th, Wayne State is 8th, Minnesota State 7th. I think that bodes well for the Lopers, although the top 4 in this conference. This is just their Division II record. So South Dakota, North Dakota, Concordia, St. Paul, Fort Lewis, all with one loss in that conference. And North Dakota, South Dakota play tonight. Boys, sub-district basketball finals tonight around the state in classes C and D. Hastings girls are playing tonight. We'll touch on that maybe a little bit later on in the program as well. But when we come back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk baseball. We're expecting DJ Belafonte of the Huskers, plus the opening day pitcher for the Stanford Cardinal who will face the Huskers, Jeremy Bleich. It's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Not only does Lips Printing Service of Kearney have a wide variety of printing procedures, we also have a wide area that we provide service to. We come to you. We deliver to you. And our website is easy for you to use. No matter where you are located, Lips will provide the best in printing service. Visit our website at lipsprintzone.com or call us at 308-234-2319. Done right. On time, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
Your link to everything Hastings is hastingslink.com. Set your homepage to hastingslink.com for the latest news, weather, and sports, both local and national. Plus, we stream the news at 7, noon, and 5, as well as Party Line at 9 a.m. and all our local sports broadcasts. Post a free local classified ad. Check the scores and highlights. Stay connected. Check us out. It's hastingslink.com. Hastingslink.com. Your link to Hastings.
Nebraska weather pays little heed to our best laid plans. And when plans change, you want to know. Listen for school closing and late start announcements brought to you by Fidelke Heating and Air on the ESPN Radio Superstation whenever weather happens.
or visit us online at ESPNSuperstation.com anytime to view closing or late start information. Just click on the Closings by Fidelity link right there on the ESPN Superstation homepage.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way Thursday night right here on ESPN 1460. It's boys action as Kearney Catholic takes on Cozad, and on ESPN 1550, Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Minden. Girls action from the B4 District Semifinals on 1230 KHAS as Hastings takes on Crete. At our sister station, Power 99 FM, it will be the C29 Championship from Kearney High as Ravenna takes on Gibbon. Then more girls district action Friday. It's the postseason right here.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see considerable cloudiness across the area today with some partial sun possible later today in the afternoon. Also, could still see some scattered flurries. High stay in the upper 20s with a southeast wind of 5 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight with light and variable winds, lows of 7, up to 37 Friday. I'm with our meteorologist, Paul Trombley. Right now, 12.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy, we've been talking a lot of basketball this week. That's what's going on as far as our listening area. But I know one of your favorite sports begins this weekend. And although we can't tell by the weather, it is baseball season, and pretty much every collegiate team in the Division I level will open things up this weekend.
No, and that's exactly what the Nebraska Cornhuskers plan to do when they scheduled a trip to Palo Alto, California to play a four-game series at Klein Field and Sunken Diamond. We're pleased to be joined right now by the starting left-hand pitcher of Game 1 in that series, Jeremy Bleich. Jeremy, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. And how are you?
Good, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jeremy. Is the excitement pretty high there at Stanford for this season opener?
Yeah, we're definitely excited. You know, we're starting 3 weeks later this year than we did last year and have done in the past. So there's definitely been, you know, a lot of energy building up, and we're definitely getting excited.
Jeremy, what has that done to your preparation? You're in your junior year now. You've been around there. You've got to start practice right after the first year, your first 2 years there. How does this condense things to start in this three-week period?
Well, it kind of pushes everything back. Instead of you know, starting full practice right in January when we come back to school from Christmas break, we do individuals for about 3 or 4 extra weeks, and then we started full practice February 1st. So it just, you know, pushes everything back. It condenses it a little bit, but nothing too crazy.
Jeremy Bleich, the starting pitcher for Stanford in Game 1 this weekend, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeremy, what has Coach told you about Nebraska? Does it matter that you're playing Nebraska, or does it matter what you guys do as far as getting ready for the season these first couple of weekends?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, obviously they're a very quality team, and but that's at the same time, you know, we're opening up, and we gotta stick to what we do well and try to focus on that before we can try to focus on who we're playing.
Jeremy, you look at the Stanford, and you guys are coming off a 28-28 year, not a normal Stanford Cardinal a year, 9-15 in the Pac-10. Obviously, the Pac-10, a very, very good baseball conference. You got the defending national champion back-to-back years in Oregon State in there, along with 4 out of the top 9 teams in the nation, I believe, this year. But you guys start your schedule with Nebraska, Cal State Fullerton, and then Texas. You know, you wanted to be challenged going to Stanford, but do you say, whoa?
you know, we've actually done that the last 2 years we were here. It's pretty our non-conference schedule has always been pretty stacked, so I'm not surprised by it. You know, it's something Coach Marcus likes to do. So, you know, we get tested early and really get our feet wet early. So I think it's a good thing. Yeah, it's tough. You know, you gotta be ready at all times because you can get beat at any point in time. But I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Stanford pitcher Jeremy Bleich joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeremy, how important is it right out of the gate to have success so that you kind of put last year's thoughts and maybe demons behind this team a little bit?
I think it's very important. You know, baseball's a funny game, and some weird things can happen. We hit really well, and we played pretty well towards the end of the season last year, so hopefully we can carry it over to the beginning of this year and throughout the year.
Jeremy, you guys look at your roster, 45 people on it, 23 pitchers. Obviously, you got a lot of pitchers because the season's condensed into, you know, shorter 3 weeks than it normally has been. But nonetheless, have you ever saw that many people out there at practice?
I have not. There are a ton of guys in the clubhouse. So I'm not. That's a little bit different. But, you know, everyone has their little job, and everyone does what they do well. And, you know, hopefully we can all put it together and make something happen this year.
There is one Nebraska boy on the roster, and he's a fellow pitcher of yours in Max Fierno. He's going to be starting the third game in the series this weekend. Tell us a little bit about him.
I believe he's from Omaha, 6'4", righty, and he's thrown really well in the fall and threw really well leading up to this weekend. And you know, obviously got the starting job, and he'll be good for us, real good for us.
Jeremy, talk a little bit about it. I did a little research on you, pulled up a resume, and found out you had a little experience pitching for the U.S. Junior National Team, an opportunity to pitch. Your grandfather was sick. You continued to pitch, but a really remarkable story.
Yeah, it was my grandfather had Parkinson's for 17 years, and he was really struggling the summer before my freshman year, and decided to go to Mexico with the USA team, and kind of, you know, it was something, you know, he wanted me to, I'm sure he wanted me to do, and it was definitely an emotional time, but it was a great experience to represent the country and everything like that.
Well, Jeremy, obviously, if you're going to Stanford, you got a lot of things working on your side. Just what's the overall, for the folks like Daddy and I that have no clue what it's going to be like to ever attend a university like Stanford, what's the overall feeling at Stanford, and maybe tell us a little bit about what your class schedule looks like this year?
You know, Stanford's a great place. You know, everyone, you know, kind of has their spectacular thing that they do. Everyone's pretty bright, and there's some amazing things going on here, whether it's in athletics or you know, the academics or development, whatever it is. And I'm actually an economics major, so things are pretty pretty heavy right now in terms of classes. Hopefully, we do a trimester schedule here, so hopefully next trimester will be a little bit lighter for me just because of the condensed schedule. But it's doable.
Now, I want to know about the ladies. Are there pretty girls at Stanford, and they're all just smart as a whip?
You know, there's a mix of both. There's some good looking girls, and there's some you know, there's a mix of everything.
There's some for Daddy too, huh? Hey Jeremy, let's get back to baseball for just a minute before we let you get out of here. As you guys get ready for Nebraska, kind of fill the Nebraska fans in on maybe the offense and who a couple of the top two or three players are that you have coming back this year that we'll probably hear a lot about this weekend.
We have a couple guys coming back this year, a fellow junior, Cord Phelps, who will probably be playing second base for us or somewhere in the infield. Jason Castro will be either, you know, catch for us or maybe play some infield, left-handed batter. Brent Millville is actually a kid from Kansas, Wichita, Kansas, who also, you know, you'll see his name. And along with that, just a bunch of we have a lot of guys, a lot of sophomores and juniors that will contribute for us.
Jeremy, if you guys are going to be successful this year, you're going to have to pile up some innings, you and those starting pitchers. Talk about going to the Cape Cod League and having some success and carrying that confidence over into the season.
The Cape Cod League was a great experience. You know, going there, I went there for two summers, and it's a very very cool atmosphere, just very traditional place and very you know, rich with baseball. So you're having success there against, you know, some of the most competitive guys in the country is definitely a good thing for your confidence, and you know, being around guys like that, you just learn, you pick things up, and you make, not only do you, you know, you see good baseball, but you make yourself better because you're just around it. So, you know, hopefully I can carry that into the season and lead the team to do something big here.
Jeremy Blanch, starting pitcher for Stanford, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Got to ask you about Coach Marquez. He's going into his 30th year, and we've had Augie Garrido on. We've had Larry Hayes from Texas Tech on, and Coach Marquez has been there 30 years, piled up over 1,200 wins, but he's still just 58, I mean, compared to Augie, who's like 127. Jeremy, what's it like playing for Coach, and maybe just a little bit about the kind of coach he is?
Very, very, you know, loves to win, very hard-nosed coach, but very respectful of his players, you know, he's obviously doing something right, doing it for 30 years, you know, he just stresses taking care of the little things. Take care of the little things, and the big things will kind of take care of themselves. So, that's kind of his big, big thing, and it's really been a pleasure playing for Coach Marcus and representing Stanford.
Opening day starter and left-handed pitcher for the Stanford Cardinals, Jeremy Blyche. Jeremy, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck the rest of the season, maybe not on Friday.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, Jeremy. Jeremy Blyche, starting pitcher, going to be going against the Huskers. Nebraska not starting Johnny Dorn. Daddy, your thoughts? Game one, not they're starting him, but just not in game one.
Yeah, it's interesting, and maybe that's a matchup situation that they see, that they think that in their scouting that they saw that Blyche may be a little bit overpowering, and they're going to throw Thad Weber out there and see if he can get deep into a ball game. They're going to play a doubleheader on Friday and then single games on Saturday and Sunday. Johnny's going to pitch the second game. Then they're going to bring Dan Jennings, and then Aaron Probonik, a junior college kid, transfers in to face the fourth and the final game of the series.
Daddy, another just off-the-wall trivia. Who was Nebraska's opening day starting pitcher last year? This just shows how really meaningless sports can be. We enjoy it in the moment, but when it's over, the general public, it's over. You don't know.
I don't know.
Who the opening pitcher last year was. In fact, he started opening day the last 2 years.
Really? I did not know. Give me you got multiple choice for me?
Yeah, I got multiple choice for you. Drew Anderson, Dave Gappa, or Tony Watson?
Oh, there you go. Tony Watson out of Dallas Center Grahams High School in Des Moines, Iowa.
And then the 2 years before that, Zach Greinke. You know what, Tony?
Zach Greinke.
You know that Nebraska has dropped their opening day decision the last 5 years, at least according to the, oh, no. Yeah, decision. No, wait a minute. No, I'm wrong. Sorry about that. Watson won them both. Actually, three of the last four have went 3-0-1, no decision once. And Nebraska, since 2003, under Coach Mike Anderson, they've been to that Texas Round Rock. They've went to five different places. They've always come out of opening weekend with a winning record. 2-1, 3-0, 5-0, 3-1, 3-1. If Nebraska comes out of this weekend 3-1, you have got to be dancing in the street. If they are 3-1 or 4-0, you have got to be dancing in the street.
Well, nobody expects this team to do anything, Douglas. When they were sixth in the Big 12, I fully expected them to be eighth or ninth in the Big 12 with the players they lost.
Well, Nebraska, as you said, coming out pick sixth. The doubleheader starts tomorrow at 4. And then Saturday at 4, Sunday at 3 Central Time. We are going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Got some emails rolling in on a variety of topics. Golf, Husker basketball, still the uniform rule from what happened to Cambridge a couple nights ago. We'll get to those emails. DJ Belfani is scheduled to join us, and Coach Billy C. All that and more after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Or to just hanging out with friends. An athlete's always an athlete, but many athletes forget to hydrate like one.
That's right, Greeny. No wonder 50 to 70% of athletes show up to practice or games inadequately hydrated, and that affects performance. So the experts at Gatorade created G2. A low-calorie blend of electrolytes and flavor to help maintain hydration between games.
G2, you're always an athlete. Hydrate like one. Head to a participating Walmart today, where a 20-ounce bottle of G2 was only 88 cents. G2, low-calorie, off-field hydration from Gatorade.
Say you're driving to dinner without a TomTom GPS when you notice the road ahead is closed for construction. You could turn off and look for a way around, even though every street you're passing is a one-way the wrong way, and the architecture suddenly looks different, each fleeting moment only confirming the barrage of subtle guilt your in-laws are plotting as they glare across the table at your empty seat. Or you could use a TomTom. With its exclusive MapShare technology, TomTom gives you the world's most up-to-date maps, so when a road shuts down, your evening doesn't. TomTom. Go confidently.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Carney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Looking for a Chevy Suburban? Come see this 2003 LS 4x4 for just $13,500. How about a 2004 Jeep Grand Cherokee? 53,000 miles that's sure to please, only $12,900. At Carney Auto, you can rent a car for just $19.95 a day or use your tax refund to buy here and pay here too. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4 or call for details.
Winter blues got you down?
It wasn't my fault, I swear to God!
Do something about it. Head to Cunningham's Journal. Let them warm you up with a happy hour special like Buck 50 Wells and Domestic Long Necks. Maybe even a 225 big-ass beer would do the trick. And now, happy hour's even happier with extended hours till 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Join Cunningham's Tuesday and Thursday nights for beer and burgers till 8 for $3.50. That's right, burger and long neck for $3.50. That's all this winter at Cunningham's Journal. Happy hour 4 to 8 Monday through Saturday. We'll see you soon.
It's the Nebraska Lottery's 15th anniversary. Since 1993, all 93 Nebraska counties have benefited from projects funded by Nebraska Lottery proceeds. To celebrate, the 15th anniversary spectacular scratch ticket offers a chance to win $150,000 instantly and more than 25,000 other prizes. So happy anniversary, Nebraska. And you thought we forgot. Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Reminding you to mark March 15th on your calendar. That is the day for the Prairie Hills Golf Course new member open house. A chance for you to come out and see the new golf course, feel the new attitude, meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. Kurt, Nick, and Curtis. Nick, Curtis, and Kurt. You know, I don't know how they're going to have them there at the table signing autographs, but they're going to be there. And they want you to see the new clubhouse and feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills. They want to go over the membership, which are just unbelievably, I mean, they got something for everybody, as low as $290 for a year-long membership. March 15th, and they're going to be there from 10 in the morning till 9 in the evening. Free snacks, half-price drinks. Check out the membership options and opportunities. March 15th, Prairie Hills. They're waiting to see you. But you don't have to wait till March 15th.
No, head on out.
To Prairie Hills. Some folks, when this weather maybe straightens up a little bit, you can sneak out there. And, of course, you can come out every day and play in the golf simulator. They're open from 8 a.m. to midnight with a great bar, with a great food special, great food, drink specials all the time. $10 per person for 18 holes on half-price Mondays. So maybe you want to mark that on your calendar, and it's very cheap every other day of the week, too. Play virtually any PGA golf course as you get ready for the warmer weather. Call for a tee time if you'd like. Amazing reproduction of a golf round from driving to chipping to putting. It's the golf simulator at Prairie Hills Golf Course. And don't forget, mark March 15th on your calendar for their new member open house located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Daddy got some email here. Got some email.
Perfect. And kind of a variety of subjects.
Before I get to the email, last night, and I understand ESPN and all the television networks has to just jam as much basketball into an evening as they can. But as you're getting ready to watch Nebraska-Kansas State on ESPN2 last night, you're getting ready to watch Nebraska-Kansas State on ESPN2 last night, Marquette and St. John's is getting over with out of Conference USA. Marquette is up 11-9. St. John's makes a bucket. But it gets to the point of ridiculous to extend this game when there was 9 seconds left and St. John's commits another foul, calls a timeout, we go to break. I mean, the game is over. Learn how to play basketball. When the game is over, the game is over. And obviously, we were waiting to see the Nebraska-Kansas State game begin. But we don't join that until the first media timeout. We're already down to 15 minutes to go, and obviously it could be worse if it's an overtime, which, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. But come on, St. John's, learn how to play basketball. The game was over. There's 12 seconds left. You're down by 11. You're not coming back. Make your bucket. Let them inbound the ball. Let's go home.
That would have been a miraculous comeback.
One of the greatest highlights ever. One of the greatest highlights ever. Email from Jeff in Kearney who says, I thought Beasley was predicting 50 points. This was the first basketball game I've enjoyed watching since March of 2007. Thanks, Jeff in Kearney. Sure appreciate it.
Interestingly enough, we're efforting right now. DJ Belfonte of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Derek's making connections back there. We got more email, though.
Mike in Kearney says, I'm a little confused about the home uniform rule. I remember reading about the rule upcoming last year when St. Paul bought new uniforms for the boys, road blue, home whites, and home yellows. I thought at the time it was a shame they bought unis they wouldn't be able to wear. Now with the sub-district controversy, I'm a little confused. I'm sure St. Paul wore the bright yellows at least once this year. In fact, I think it was one of the Centura games that we called. Any idea what gives with that? Just a point of consideration. Thanks for continued high school coverage, Mike, in St. Paul. I don't know about the yellow uniform rule. I don't know. JVs can. They can wear whatever they want, I'm pretty sure. Varsity, I don't remember that happening, but it could have, Mike. It could have. I don't know. And finally, let's take a look at Ken, who says, thought I better clear up something. The guy who called the show yesterday calling himself Ken is not me. Evidently, this is the original Ken who emails us quite often. He says, I suppose anyone who says golf is not a sport has never played the game. If this guy continues to call in and says he is Ken, then I will be forced to change my identity if I ever email again. I will use Doug Bugger as my ID, possibly for the last time, Ken. Thanks, Ken. We always appreciate the email. DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. As we said, transition time from a lot of things starting to wind down locally here. But when one season ends, another begins. And we're anticipating the start of the Nebraska baseball season already. Earlier in the show, we talked with Jeremy Bleich, the starting pitcher, who's going up for Stanford, coming up in Game 1 tomorrow.
Well, we're pleased to be joined right now. No, we're not pleased to be joined right now.
We're working on things. We're working on things. I guess we're working on things. I don't know. One of those deals. The Huskers are traveling, and our appointment has been switched a little bit here this morning. We apologize for that. We are pretty sure we're still going to have a Husker on for you, so hang with us. Want to remind you that with the basketball, while we make connections again, with the Huskers. Want to remind you that basketball tonight, we've got basketball all over the place going on tonight. On ESPN Radio, we have Kearney Catholic Boys taking on Cozad in the C-111 at North Platte. Tip-off there is set for 7:30. Also going on ESPN 1550, Hastings St. Cecilia in Minden from Grand Island. On Power 99, it will be Ravenna and Gibbon from Kearney High. And on 1230 KHAS, girls semifinal action at UNK. Hastings is in action tonight as they take on Crete at 7 o'clock. That's just some of the action.
Well, Doug, we apologize for the confusion. We were looking forward to speaking with DJ Belfonte of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. He is still in a meeting.
Yeah, forget him.
But you know what?
He's just a punk sophomore.
Well, and somebody plays out way out in the outfield. We talked to Jeremy Blake.
Have you seen his picture on the website? He looks like a gangster from New York.
Starting pitcher for Stanford joins us. Why not have the opening day starter for the Nebraska Cornhuskers join us and Thad Weber from Friend Nebraska. Thad, what's going on?
Hey, not much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, glad that we could catch up with you, Thad. I guess travel time here. Are we starting to get more excited, or are we in relaxation time for the season opener?
Oh, I don't know. I think there's a little bit of both. I mean, guys try and stay relaxed as much as possible, you know, when we're traveling. But, you know, I can tell guys are getting excited to get out there and get going.
Thad, talk us through about your mindset when you were announced as the opening day starter, a position you haven't been in frequently, getting into that weekend rotation for the Huskers as well this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think when I decided to come back after I got drafted, it was something that went through my mind and something I had kind of expected to be kind of thrown into that role. So it was something I worked into this summer, you know, when I was thrown to Beatrice doing the starting thing. So, you know, it's just kind of been something I've kind of worked back into. And, you know, kind of getting used to the extended pitches and the extended innings like that. But, you know, I think my mindset's just going to be the same going there, compete and throw strikes.
Nebraska starting pitcher Thad Weber joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thad, tell us a little bit about what you were doing during the off season, summer ball and things like that.
Well, I mean, the summer went down, played for Beatrice, and, you know, just did my thing down there, you know, started for them down there and threw when I needed to. Took some summer school in Lincoln, you know, kept working out. Fortunately, at the end of the summer, got a little, caught the injury bug a little bit on my elbow, so I did a little time rehabbing that in the fall, but got back to 100% about October, and I've been good ever since then.
that it seems like if you think back to last baseball season, it was the off the field incidents that keep raising their ugly head for this team. How nice is it to put that behind you guys, get a fresh start, did some things in the off season, seem to be a much more cohesive group, at least from what you read in the newspapers and such.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, it's night and day from last year as far as team chemistry and, you know, the things we're getting done, not only on the field, but off the field as well. I mean, I don't think there's really been any question about, you know, the strides we've taken to, you know, to kind of, I don't know if I'd say clear up our image, but just, you know, get it back to where it used to be, you know, as far as what we've done in the classroom and, you know, in the community. I really think it speaks volumes for this team.
Thad Weber joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He'll be the opening day pitcher for the Huskers when they play at Stanford tomorrow. Thad, who have you learned the most from, whether it's a teammate, whether it's a coach, since joining the Huskers?
I mean, I think I learned quite a bit last year from Coach Bingham. And then this year I've really taken a lot from Coach Newman and obviously Johnny Dorn as well. I mean, the guy's been around for 4 years and he's obviously been through every situation possible, you know. So I tried to soak up as much as I can from Johnny, and then Coach Newman just brought an absolute wealth of information, not only mechanically and pitching wise, but just as far as, you know, the way we go about our business and, you know, the workouts we have and everything like that. So it's been really good to be around Johnny and Coach Newman.
Thad, talk a little bit about maybe getting on the diamond and maybe leaving the people and maybe some of the negativity behind you. Boy, nobody really expects a lot out of this team this year with all the players you've lost.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just going to be an opportunity for us to open up out here at Stanford and, you know, just really kind of, I don't know. I don't want to say surprise people, but I think, you know, I think that's what we're going to have to do. I know Coach Anderson the other day was talking about the 2005 team that went to the World Series. He was saying was picked sixth in the preseason poll as well. So, you know, we look at that stuff as, I mean, yeah, we kind of have a chip on our shoulders as far as, you know, when they pick us that low, but, you know, we're just going to go out and take care of ourselves and take care of our business.
Thad Weber joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as the Huskers get ready to start their season. We talked about this earlier on the show today, Thad. I guess probably when this was scheduled for the Huskers a couple, 3 years ago, these two programs were in a different place. And Stanford is not exactly coming off a marquee season, in fact, a worse record than the Huskers had last year, a 500 ball club, 9-15 in the conference. Can you go into this and play Stanford with kind of not seeing the name on the jersey? And I mean, this is kind of a traditional national power. Can you guys just say, well, we don't even buy into that?
Yeah, I mean, I really think that's how you have to do that with any team. I mean, if you're going to go down to Texas or you know, play Texas A&M at home, or, you know, play any of these marquee teams, you know, one thing you can't do is look at the name across the chest. So, you know, we look at it as a great opportunity to go out there and play, you know, obviously a team that didn't have a great year last year, but, you know, finished up pretty strong. And obviously they're going to be looking to rebuild and kind of get their program back to where it used to be before, you know. So we go out there and we don't look at the name across the chest. We're going out there to play four games and come home with four wins.
Thad, you're pre-med, pre-dentistry. You probably fit in better out there with those guys from Stanford than you will some of your teammates, won't you?
Yeah, I don't know about that. The pre-med and pre-dent thing, that's kind of gone by the wayside a little bit. But I'm looking forward to getting my degree in May and, you know, hopefully continue playing after this year.
Thad, if you look offensively for your team, who's going to step up? Who do you see having some good power numbers for the squad this year?
You know, I'm really excited to see what Cody Neer is going to do for us and Tyler Forrest. And, you know, those are obviously a couple new guys. And then, you know, I'm really looking for big things out of Jeff Tezak, Jake Opitz as well. You know, I think those are guys that can, you know, can step into the middle of the lineup and do some things for us. I'm not going to say they're going to go out and hit 15, 20 home runs, but, you know, I think they're going to be some guys for us that can be in the lineup every day and driving runs for us.
Thad, if you thought about, you know, you're going to step on that mound there, beautiful Stanford University, get ready to throw the first pitch. You know, just kind of a shout-out to all the Nebraska fans back here. What are the odds that you might just first pitch of the game maybe throw a Glig or an Ephus?
I'm going to go not very good on that. No, I'm looking to go out there. It's going to be a lot of fun, though. I know a lot of us are really excited to get out there and, you know, look at some green grass and, you know, enjoy a little bit nicer weather than we've been used to. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thad, we really appreciate catching up with you in the Denver airport. Fly safely and pitch well tomorrow.
I will. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Take care. Thad Weber, Nebraska's starting pitcher tomorrow, opening day. It is a doubleheader. It'll be Weber and Dorn from Grand Island. Coach Mike Anderson had some interesting things to say this week about Johnny Dorn. I don't know if we'll have time to get to those comments today. Try to get to him tomorrow. But Thad Weber, want to thank him coming out of Friend, Nebraska. Again, doesn't matter what the sport is, for Nebraska to be successful, they have to have Nebraska kids perform well for them. And Thad Weber is definitely going to be one of those kids this year that if Nebraska is going to do well, and I'm telling you this, Daddy, I don't think this is any secret, the pitching staff is not viewed as a strength of this ball club for maybe the first time in a long time.
That's exactly right, Doug. When you look at a starting lineup of Johnny Dorn, Dan Jensen, Thad Weber, you know, right there you say, well, Johnny Dorn's proven himself, 31-game winner, can face Big 12. Thad Weber and Dan Jennings, well, these guys have had to come will have to have come a long ways if they're going to make an impact on this team and to be able to step into that Saturday and Sunday role in the Big 12. We'll see if they've been able to make that adjustment over the summer. Hey, we're cheering for the Huskies as much as anybody. They're our favorite team. We want them to do well. We're just very skeptical at this point.
Well, you know, that's the way we are. That's fine, Daddy. You hate the Huskers. That's fine. I suppose Bo Pelini ought to be their coach too, huh?
Well, wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
Wouldn't hurt.
Hey, let's take a break. Back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Uh-oh. Yes, I believe we're being patched through to New York. We'll be hooked up when we come back.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
If you're looking for wireless service that offers outstanding value and America's most reliable wireless network, look no further. Verizon Wireless is the only choice. With great deals on the latest phones and wireless plans that let you make the most of your minutes. Switch to America's most reliable wireless network today at any Verizon Wireless communications store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Why do I buy medicine at Walmart? Because if I don't work, I don't get paid. They've got the lowest prices on over-the-counter brand names that I trust for me and my family. Look, no one plans on getting sick, but if we do need a prescription, most of them are only $4. $4? Wow, that's less than a copay. Back to work.
Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is number 21, Derek Hagemeyer for Tri-City Storm. You're listening to the Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1416-1550 AM.
We'll see considerable cloudiness across the area today with some partial sun possible later today in the afternoon. Also, could still see some scattered flurries. High stay in the upper 20s with a southeast wind of 5 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight with light and variable winds, lows of 7, up to 37 Friday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 12.
How's it going today, Derek?
Having some problems.
Get to bed earlier.
Yeah,
come
I know.
On. What are you, crazy? Email here from Randy who says, hey, all schools have known about the uniform rule for the past 3 years. They knew that this was the year the rule would be enforced. And as far as home colors that aren't white, the Nebraska School Activities Association says that if it's not white, it's not legal, including cream, Vegas gold, etc. Randy, right. And a couple things I want to touch on. One, the schools knew about it. Two, Cambridge, honest mistake. I mean, yes, it makes them look, somebody just made a mistake. And again, I explained this yesterday. They were the higher seed or lower, whatever you want to say. They were the 3 seed, and Alma was the 2 seed. You just assume, I guess, if you didn't look at it, that you're going to be the bottom team in a bracket, you're going to be the visitor. So that's another thing. And you can't bash the NSAA here because the rule of the technicals is a basketball rule. It's not an NSAA rule. They didn't have the right uniforms, which then goes to a basketball rule where the technicals are. So just two things I wanted to get cleared up. Randy, obviously appreciate the email.
Doug, just to follow up on that a little bit, I know in going to the referees meeting earlier this year, that was their big concern about the yellow. You know what?
If it's always start
if it's light and dark, what? I don't know why that would be their big point of emphasis. You know what? If you want to play in yellow and the other team's got green on, I don't know what difference it makes.
Well, but let me throw this out. There had to be a reason for this. And again, you know,
no, there didn't, because they had a committee. They had to make some rule, so Kearney, that's the one they made.
And again, this is an easy one to go with. Kearney Catholic hosts St. Paul. Kearney Catholic wears their home gold, and St. Paul wears their traveling gold, which is a different thing, but it's the same thing. They're off yellow. That's why. That's why, and there's numerous other schools that probably were getting into the same boat. Creativity was shot down for convenience.
Fair enough.
As usual. Hey, if you want to email us, it's DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. If you missed any of our interviews, including Thad Weber and Jeremy Blyce, the opening day pitchers for Stanford and Nebraska, or anybody else we caught up with earlier this week or any time in the past few weeks, you can go to the ESPN podcast, ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Well, I'll tell you what. After a time, you know, there's always the process, the steps process. There's the denial, the depression, the anger. Sometimes when you move on from job to job or when you're let go. But we are so pleased that landing on his feet in the Big Apple is the former friend of the program, still a friend of the program, I hope, and former coach Billy C. is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning, and I guess first off, are you in New York today? And if so, how's the Big Apple treating you?
Good to be with both you guys. You know, life in New York is terrific. How about that Nebraska basketball game last night? You know, that was terrific. And I took the Huskers +7, so it was terrific. Well, life is good. You know, it's terrific. It's exhilarating, exuberating. Exciting. There's no place like New York. And I'm thinking of designing a T-shirt that says, I love New York, and instead of love, you know, you put a heart on it. But I might catch up. But there's just so much to do here. You know, no offense to Lincoln, but you know, there's just so much to do here that we don't need a Laszlo's. And my wife Valerie and I, you know, we've gone to see some Broadway shows, you know. You know, we saw Wicked last week, you know, The Life and Times of Tom Osborne. Yeah, it was terrific, but we're just enjoying each other, you know, enjoying this somewhat quicker pace of life. We couldn't be happier if we tried.
Coach, you were announced as a run game coordinator. Many people in Nebraska find that a little bit awkward, seeing how this West Coast and you wanted to throw all the time. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, duty, no offense, but I can't recall a time last season with Nebraska football, you know, that we actually threw the football. And, you know, all I remember is pounding the rock. You know, if you remember, all we had, you know, it was that big giant boulder that we tapped as we went out to the football field. And that's because we ran all the time. And, you know, the stats don't lie. You know, the stats speak for themselves. And, you know, our run game was one of the best, you know, in the country, if not in the state of Nebraska. And I think we did well. And, I just can't wait, you know, to hit the ground running here with the Jets. And that was a pun.
See, Billy C. has a little sense of humor. Coach joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from New York. Coach, the NFL combines are coming up this weekend, and I know those aren't the combines that you saw in Nebraska. These are the combines that you look at for football. Are the Jets interested in any of your former players that might be coming out?
Well, it's interesting you say that, Dan. You know, looking at some former Huskers, you know, guys like Sam Keller. You know, he's just a terrific quarterback. You know, I don't know if you remember, but I gave him a shot, you know, with Nebraska. That season, that football season was one of the best seasons, you know, statistically, that Nebraska football has ever seen. And, you know, things got a little discombobulated on defense. But as the head coach, you know, that's not my responsibility. But you know, Sam Keller threw the ball well. You know, he's the leader of the football team. You know, even after he got hurt, I think he could go in the top 10 overall. And, you know, if he does it, it's obviously a fix. And, you know, coaches don't know who they're looking at, you know, because that's why I brought him up, you know, with Nebraska football. He was a top-notch quarterback.
Coach, talk a little bit transitioning back into the NFL game. How difficult has that been for you?
Well, you know, the transition's been terrific. You know, it's been exhilarating, you know, exuberating. And I just feel like this is where I belong. You know, not, you know, even though, you know, I did dominate as a college football coach, but, you know, back in the National Football League, you know, back with coaches who share my philosophy, you know, about dominating and, you know, doing well and just the higher minds, you know, here that understand, you know, what I'm talking about when I say things like, you know, training camp. You know, it's, you know, it just makes me feel warm, you know, inside my football body to be back here in the National Football League.
Billy C. joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I've got to ask you, Coach, before we get out of time here and let you get back to work here, what are you going to miss, or have you already? What are you missing most about Nebraska?
Well, yeah, it's getting late here. And, there's just so much to list. And, I don't even know if I have enough time to list all the things that I'll miss. And, I would say, probably, my office and my computers and, things like that. But I brought them with me. In that case, I've taken a piece of Nebraska with me. And, it's a good football time. I remember going down, to that Haymarket area and, going to a Vonicum. And, if I could say that, I guess that would be, something that I missed. But, to be honest, I was just trying to fill time.
Coach, thanks so much for your time today. We look forward to continuing our relationship with you.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
And just so you know, that spells Jets, Husker fan. they're a little backwards there. Might need a little help reading.
Oh, Billy, we sure appreciate it. And we'll catch up with you when the camp opens, or maybe even before. Thanks so much for the time. And best of luck in New York, the Big Apple.
You got a great radio program, guys. Dan and Duty, anytime. You just give me a call. I'm an excellent football coach. I've done an excellent job in every area.
Thanks, Coach. We'll see you. Billy C. joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We always love hearing from him. And got to talk a lot of things today. Enjoyable program. We hope you enjoyed it as well. You can catch the show, in case you missed any part of it, on the podcast. Always there for you. Derek usually has it up about 5-10 minutes after the program. So check it out on the podcast, ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we will talk about the NFL Combine with author Pete Williams. We've had him on before on the program. He's followed the draft. He's followed the Combines. He had an in-depth look with the Atlanta Falcons when they went through the draft a couple years ago. We'll talk with him as the Combines get ready to come up. We will catch up with Kearney High girls basketball coach Jason Boyd. I didn't realize that was their first district win in 10 years, and now they're a win away and the favorite, although Grand Island the rival, going into the district finals tomorrow night. We will catch up with those two folks tomorrow. We want to thank Billy C. for joining us today and the starting pitchers for Nebraska and Stanford in tomorrow's opener, Thad Weber and Jeremy Bleich.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. The Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550, your ESPN radio superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!